The legislature is gearing up for this year's regular session that gets underway tomorrow afternoon at the Capitol in Juneau. Among the questions facing lawmakers this year will be a new importance on providing energy to Alaskans in a time when the state's revenue is dwindling. Joining us from the Capitol is APRN's Dave Donaldson. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, are you expecting any real problems with the budget since everyone knows that there's less money available than they've had in the past few years?
Well, you know, the budget is the big issue. It is every year. But the big problem comes with not knowing how much income the state's going to have. The budget the governor introduced back in December based it on oil selling at $74.41 a barrel. And legislators are looking at current prices in the low 30s. And, you know, the average right now shows the state is still in the black, but they're being very cautious about committing to spending money 18 months from now on that $74 estimate. They just don't know that it'll go back up anywhere near that. The alternative to going ahead and accepting that and facing, you know, and accepting the governor's plan is to start cutting expenses, which they really don't want to get into, or to go into the reserve accounts that they're really saving, they would like to save for some later expenses back, you know, when oil really does go down. It's just way too early right now to know how it's all going to work itself out, but it is a concern.
And Dave, energy has been high on everyone's priority list. The governor released a plan just recently that looks toward a lot more renewable energy sources. Do you see this lining up with the legislature? Is there a change in that priority?
There's not a change in the priority. There is a change, though, in their source of information. The Energy Authority itself just has not done a very good job of justifying some of the projects and the way that things are going to be selected. You know, it's not political viewpoint. It's just responsible fiscal management that is not seeming to be followed. Last year, they spent $6 million on renewable energy grants. And some of the officials with the authority didn't even know who some of the applicants were. They had not really vetted those projects. This year, the explanations and the current $100 million price list or project list, it's very sketchy right now as to what's there and who's behind it and how they justify it and so forth. So there are a lot of questions, for example, about any of the renewable projects. There are questions about the Healy Clean Coal Project that was announced last week, the in-state gas line. It's going to take some selling by the administration to remove this friction.
We'll have to anticipate the nature of the relationship between the legislature and the governor, just as every year. Frequently, there's conflict. What are you hearing about how it's stacking up this year?
Yeah, we're just going to have to wait. See, she uses her personal diplomacy and her tact to get priorities identified and passed, and she's really good at that. But she's also been distracted for the last several months now. She's not going to get a free ride this year. She got that for the first year and a little bit last year, but I don't think she's going to be able to say, "No, politics as usual," in case she loses something. And that's been her free pass through the legislative process in the past. So, you know, this year they haven't had enough input from her. They're expecting after the state of the state, you know, to perhaps have some more direction, depending on what she says that actually relates to Alaska and the legislature. But meanwhile, I am seeing a whole lot more bipartisan collaboration between the House and Senate than I usually see at this time of year. I think we could see a legislative front develop this year in dealing with the administration if they need to. So it's going to be some interesting personal politics.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.